days in silent vigil. And then there was the dog rescue at 14,000 feet in August. A Colorado couple hiking up 14,000-foot mountain along rough terrain happened upon a German Shepherd, dehydrated, hungry, and alone. And although they couldn't coax the animal to walk with them, their posting on a hiking website galvanized volunteers from at least five social websites to hike back up with supplies to rescue the heavy dog and carry her to safety. Then there were the beachcombers saved dozens of dolphins. Dozens of dolphins suddenly stranded on a Brazilian beach in March were saved by local tourists who worked tirelessly to drag them back to the ocean. The stunning video was shot and posted on YouTube. If you haven't seen the video, it's very good because you can see them rescuing. And then, oh, I think this is my favorite. One man, one dog, and the Facebook photo that touched thousands of hearts. Remember Shep? And a beautiful photo of an arthritic 19-year-old dog being cradled by his owner's arms during their nightly soothing ritual in the waters of Lake Superior led to unsolicited donations from people who wanted to help pay for the dog's care. Before the photo swept across the web, John Unger didn't have money to pay extensive veterinary bills, so was considering euthanasia. Now, with some of the donations, he has started a foundation to help other low-income dog owners. And, of course, he was able to get Shep the pain help that he needed. And the last one, rounding up the stray dog joined 1,000-mile cycling race, is adopted at the finish line. A stray dog began running alongside cyclists on their 1,000-mile journey across China after a rider gave him some food. He ran alongside them for 24 days in May, covering up to 37 miles a day. Remarkably, the dog was indefatigable throughout the rest of the adventure and climbed over 10 mountains along the route. And one of the riders adopted him at the end of the race. So, very cool. Those are the best stories of 2012. Let's wrap up this hour and start the next one. We're here until noon. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM, 98.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Meg.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And yes, I agree with Kathy. She just typed into me, yes, Red Robin is back. Yep, I've missed the Red Robin too. I'm always sad to pack up the jingle cats and dogs and the holiday music for another year, but time moves so fast, it seems you just hardly turn around. It's time to get them out again. But anyway, it's fun to have Red Robin back. All right, now, you can be in touch with us while we're on the air in a few ways. And by the way, let's see, I'm going to do current events, going to get into the Robbie stuff. But we've got open phone lines for the rest of the show because I always promise you on Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, if you've got questions and need answers from me, I am here and phone calls take priority. And we did have a listener call in who spoke her question to Kathy. I'm going to get to that. It has to do with feeding food to her cats and what we were talking about earlier. So I'm going to answer that question. But if you've got a behavior training or healing question or something that you want to talk or comment about, you can certainly give us a call. Local numbers 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Just remember the 1-888-298-5569. And while we're on the air, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Keep in mind, though, the only time we get those emails is during the live broadcast. So if you send an email to that address, well, and it's after today's show, I won't get it for 2 weeks. So somebody sent me a critical email to that address, but I didn't get it to today. I'm not sure when they sent it, but I did get it today. So eventually I get it, but we only check that email box during the live show. If you want to get a hold of me outside of the show, then you can go to the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. All my contact information is there. You can click on current events to get current event stuff, shelters to get shelter stuff. There are links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. The link to the audio archives where you can listen to our past shows. And there's a Contact Martha link, which will send an email to my home office computer. Or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Now, as you hear me speak from time to time about if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you can send me an email, but I don't work via email. And the best way to get a hold of me, you can send me an email, but then follow up with phone calls or just plain call me and bug my voicemail, 360-217-7258. And that's because, you know, I log all my phone calls, but I get busy. And, you know, I'm on puppy poop schedule these days with Robbie and catching up from the holidays and all that sort of thing. And I just have so many irons in the fire that if I flip the page on the phone log, you know, CRS, I forget to go back and check. And often I think I've called somebody because I've thought about it, but I didn't actually do it. So bug my voicemail, 360-217-7258. And then if you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email because it's easier for me to get to my webmistress that way. But if you need to post something, you'd like to send something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Okay, then. All right. Before we do current events, let's listener's question. Talked to Kathy and said she adds potatoes and other veggies to her cat's food all the time. And what is the problem to adding potatoes to the food? Well, good question. And the fact that the bottom line is, and where the reason I mentioned it as not necessarily a positive thing is because of, you know, the big pet food companies that load up the foods with grains, you know, wheat, corn, soy, and all of that kind of stuff. Then they're going to barley, oats, that sort of thing, but not recognizing that our cats, especially, are carnivores. Dogs are obligate carnivores. Their major food in the wild is raw meat. You know, well, raw meaty bones, I believe, is the best raw food diet. You know, they eat the whole carcasses, pretty much, you know, of their prey. So they're designed to be carnivores. But because, you know, meat is expensive and all of that, and there has to be some kind of something in there to make it into kibble, they fill it up with grains, and that was kind of the not good thing about processed foods. Well, then as the industry kind of grew and started making changes, dogs were developing allergies, or, you know, and cats to wheat and corn and soy and the commonly fed grains. Well, then companies started replacing the grains with something else, and they could say grain-free, but they added potatoes. Well, if you think about it, dogs and cats aren't out there eating sacks of potatoes. Now, it is a root vegetable, it is in the ground, and I can see dogs, you know, wild dogs, if they were in an area, you know, that could dig up root vegetables and eat a potato or a root vegetable once in a while, wouldn't, you know, might be a bad thing. But that's not the base and the majority of their food, okay? Now, with vegetables are good. And so there's nothing wrong with potatoes in and of themselves or vegetables. But that pet food companies just started putting all kinds of potatoes in the food. And so there's more potatoes than anything else in the food. That's not necessarily good for dogs and cats, okay? Now, on the other, and then when we started screaming about potatoes, well, then they wanted to say grain-free and no potatoes, so they started using tapioca. Well, the dogs and cats aren't out there eating tapioca either. And then when it comes to veggies, again, it takes a longer intestinal tract to be able to take a raw vegetable and digest it through your system. Dogs and cats don't have a long enough intestinal tract to do that, like humans do. Okay, we have a longer intestinal tract. We're supposed to be more vegetarian than carnivore. Okay. Now, have you ever given your dog a carrot? They love carrots. Crunch them right up. Watch their poop for a day or so. The carrot will come out if you just give them a whole carrot and let them chew it up. They'll have orange chunks in their poop because it doesn't digest. Now, listener, though, there really isn't anything wrong with what you're doing, depending on how much you're doing. First of all, you're adding potatoes and veggies to your cat's food. I'm a great fan. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If your cat likes potatoes and veggies, it's not a problem. But remembering that they don't have the length of intestinal tract, and if it's not the majority of their diet, It's okay to do that. It's okay to give some, you know, real food to our dogs. Now, you just, but when it comes to vegetables especially, you need to help in the pre-digesting department. So vegetables are better lightly steamed, so they're already starting to break down. Or put them in a Cuisinart and, you know, and grind them all up so that they're already started to digest. Now, I used to call my Scootie Abyssinian, I called him my Vegicinian, because his favorite thing was steamed asparagus and steamed broccoli. And so, I mean, and that's really healthy. Even Dr. Pluckner said, give your cats steamed asparagus, give them a sprig or two every day, that it's really, really good as an anti-cancer agent. So there's nothing wrong with you adding some potatoes and veggies to your cat's food, as long as it isn't the majority, that they're still getting meat protein is the majority of what they eat, and that you're helping them in the pre-digesting department. Does that make sense, Kathy? And do you think that answers?
I think that answers her question.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it's just my objection is to the processed pet foods that fill the bag up with mostly potatoes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Or mostly grains and all of that. Or tapioca. Or, you know, anyway, our dogs and cats, especially cats, are carnivores. So there you go. Alrighty then. So if you've got questions, you can give Kathy a call. We'll even put you on the air, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. But before we run out of time, let's do a quick current events. Alrighty then, speaking of current events, I have nothing new on the current events page this week. That's why it's not going to take very long, but a couple of great things going on at the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park in Everett. Winged Migration, free showing of this film. Free. January 18th at 7 p.m. Now, even though it's free, you must call for a reservation because space is limited. So you give them a call at 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592 to register for the Winged Migration free film at the Northwest Stream Center, McCollum Park, Everett, January 18th. You can also check out details on the website, www.streamkeeper.org. Also, great presentation coming up on January 24th, White Birds of Winter by Trumpeter Swan Society's Martha Jordan. She's also our animal world biologist. She joins us from time to time on the show talking about stuff like this. And she will, her presentation on the White Birds of Winter is just phenomenal. The education, the slideshows, and all of that. It's at 7 p.m. Thursday, January 24th. Registration is required. This is a pay, but it's pretty cheap. If you're a member of the Streamkeeper organization, it's only $5. If you're a non-member, it's $7. But call for a reservation. Again, 425-316-8592. Mark your calendars for Positive Futures Animal Annual Celebration and Fundraiser at Portage Bay Cafe in Seattle, March 9th. 6:30 to 9 p.m. Sick tickets are $35 until February 1st. And again, another mark your calendars for Homeward Pet Adoption Center's Fur Ball Auction and Dinner. Seems like that this year's one just happened, but it's actually Saturday, March 2nd at Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Seats are limited, 425-488-4444 or www.homewardpet.org/auction. And then remember, we're on top of it this year. The Great Backyard Bird Count is February 15th through 18th. And if you want to be a part, count the birds in your yard for those days. Go to birdsource.org/GBBC. birdsource.org/GBBC. GBBC for Great Backyard Bird Count. All right. That pretty much does it for current events, except letting you know that next week we have a change of schedule this month, and that is to accommodate Bob Vella, the canine feline caviar guy. So next week, even though it's only the second Sunday of the month, it is Kim and Kevin Sunday for January. So Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be in the studio next week. They will have a great talk as usual, maybe an interview in the first hour. I don't know yet because, you know, this whole schedule changing thing has got me all messed up, too. So I don't know what they're doing in the first hour, but it may be just talking to you guys or talking to themselves, talking to Mike. I don't know, but it'll be fun. Join them. And, of course, open phone lines throughout the show. So Kim is an excellent medium and animal intuitive. She's very practical, logical, grounded. She's great with details. She can help you communicate with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. So you can, if you've got deceased family or animals on the other side and you want to connect with them, she can do that. Or if you want to know what's going on with your current animal friends, you know, or you want her to help you find a boyfriend. That was the theme of one show a while ago. But anyway, they'll be here next week. And then in 2 weeks, January 20th, Bob Vella from Canine and Feline Caviar will join me live in the studio. He's winging in from somewhere. I mean, he lives in California, but when Kim and Kevin talked to him, he was in Hawaii, so he's all over the place. But he'll be here in the studio with us on January 20th. We'll be talking canine and feline diet and nutrition. Of course, we'll be talking about these great foods and why I think it is the best formula of processed food available, why he calls it raw food in the bag, simple formulas, easy to rotate. And if you just, you know, aren't willing or whatever, don't have the facilities to do a raw food or a home-cooked diet, then this is the next best thing, and we'll be talking about that. And you know, I wouldn't be feeding my Robbie, my Christopher Robin, this diet if it wasn't really, really good. So I'm looking forward to that and hope you will join us for that show. And you never know, Julie might drop back in for that. So I think, okay, that's it on current events. Let us then take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Remember, it's the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin, and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to InClover.com for more information and where to buy.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Check them out today on Facebook or nwsam.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Yep, that would be us, and I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for tuning in and listening to Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, I was just going to get into the Robbie stuff. But let's see, I got an email here, a thank you from Linda. I assume that must be for the potato and veggie answer. You're welcome, Linda, very much. And let's see, somebody else just called in, but Kathy just got it up and having a chance to, see if this makes sense to us. Ask you about an author named Juliet DeBarkley Levy, who was a pioneer in natural foods for pets, also a study that was done on the quality of grocery store foods. Study was done 30 years ago, and these foods were found to be of high quality through the vets who performed the study. Juliet DeBarkley Levy, yes, was an incredible woman. She passed away a number of years ago. I had the blessed opportunity to have her in the studio with me. I believe that was back at the Como Studios. And what a delightful woman. Her expertise was in the use of herbs and that sort of thing. She's written a number of books. She is the one, and I've mentioned this from time to time, when I have done the programming about bees and honeybees and supporting hummingbees. And remember I've told you I made a promise years ago that I, from my heart, that I would do whatever I could to support the honeybees. I made that promise to Juliet. So we have a connection. Yes, everything that she's written, all her books are very, very good. But keep in mind, the studies were done 30 years ago. Okay. And so when it comes to evaluating the quality of food, it was a whole different world back then. And remember, these studies were funded by the people that make the food. So, at any rate, so I don't want to dismiss any of her work because her work is phenomenal. And I actually call on her energy from time to time. And I still honor the promise that I made to her. And I love the work that she's done, but it frankly is not viable in today's world of food. And what we have learned, I mean, and a lot of us, including Juliet, were bamboozled by the pet food companies back then. I was one of them.
Well, I think the caller was actually explaining to me the study that was done was a separate issue than from what Juliet was talking about, or about her books.
Oh, okay. So she was saying she was recommending natural food, even though a study back then was saying that the foods were good.
Well, yeah, it was just a separate subject that she was talking about, and she wanted you to, you know, expound on that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Juliet DeBarclay Levy, all her work was absolutely phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, and that's why, you know, when I talk about Robbie Golden, you know, that's why Robbie's in my life now, because I've been going to, you know, I have all these books that I've been needing to write for a very long time, and I always knew the first book was going to be the dog book. But when I got ready to really start putting that together, Master said, well, don't you think you ought to, you know, be doing something like right now to make sure everything's still pertinent? And lo and behold, I found out in living with my Robbie and working with him, the training and all of that kind of stuff, most everything I do, yes, is still very, very pertinent and all the basics still apply. But there's a whole lot of new stuff that's changed some things. And so a lot of stuff needs to get edited out and a lot of new stuff needs to be added. So, yeah, the world is changing and growing and we are learning. So I hope that answers the question. All righty then. I have promised you for some time to come updates on my Robbie. And so, lo and behold, we end up with time to be able to do that. And for a long time, you know, I've told you that he came to me all of a sudden, because of what I just said, needing the book and all of that, and the way it happened was my Annie Golden, who was the last Golden Retriever with me, popped in on a Monday afternoon and said, even though I've been waiting to come back, I'm willing to come back as a fawn Abyssinian and be a cat so that your Chowie Golden can come back to you. This is when Master was talking to me about I better have a dog, and Chowie Golden being my greatest heart dog of all time. Knowing that he was willing and wanted to come back. So that opened the door for Chowie. That was Monday afternoon. By Monday evening, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive sent me that email. Hey, something told me to go to Craigslist, found this ad, English cream colored goldens, going fast, 3 left. You need to call this person. Well, I argued with it, but the bottom line, when Kim says, I don't know about any of that stuff. There's a male down there waiting for you to come bring him home. And it was my Chowie Golden. Well, with some little help with Chico and some switching out and the woo-woo stuff, but we won't go into that. And so I have my boy back. And after Chowie saying he would like a new name in this lifetime, after all, it is a new lifetime with us together. And I got the out of the blue really quickly, and then the energy of Christopher Robin, and I'm sure if you know Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin, it's a wonderful, sweet, sweet energy. And then the song kept coming in, and it gets me every time. So, well, let's just make Martha cry.
Back to the house and you caught about one. What do you know? There's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive.
Yeah, they're the bees.
Chase all the clouds from the sky.
Chase the clouds away.
To the days of rest of our
Bible.
To the ways of rest of our Bible.
Well, we just got to hear the tail end of it. The whole song is really, really special, and it starts out with the first line of the song is Christopher Robin and I walked along under branches lit up by the moon. And Robbie and I do that every night. Well, when the moon's out. But we do that every single night. And then the last verse of the song, and you can YouTube it, and it's Kenny Loggins' Return to Pooh Corner, if you want to hear the whole thing. The last verse is about him, you know, he's tucking in his boy at night, and the bear stuffed animal bear that's with his boy when he's tucking it in. But then there's a line where he says, "I swear the bear whispered, boy, welcome home." That's the line that gets me, because my Chowie is home. Whew. Anyway, so special. And I have to tell you, you know, I told you when I got Robbie that at my age, I don't know how many more puppies I'm going to want to raise. And I've been strongly reminded of that as I go through the process raising Robbie, because it's been 10 years or so since I raised a puppy. And I have never, ever raised a puppy without an older dogs to help pattern the puppy. And that makes it in many ways so, so much easier. But I wanted to, and my last dog companion, Annie Golden, was a rescue and majorly messed up with Pleckner syndrome and all kind of behavioral and physical stuff, and made it very difficult to live with her. Although I loved her very much, and Chowie gave us his blessings. It was a tough life, and I wanted once to have a well-bred, decent temperament one more time. And oh, let me tell you, did I ever get it? I know now Robbie is 16 weeks old. He will be 17 weeks old on Tuesday. And I can tell you already, he is the best temperament, personality of any dog I have ever had in this whole entire lifetime. I am just so blessed. And I can't tell you how in love I am with him. And but I'll tell you what, I've been exhausted. I've been worn out. It is a lot of work raising a puppy. Now, because I know what I'm doing and what I teach, and I am practicing what I preach, what I teach really does work. It gets easier as they get older. Now, my work isn't anywhere near done. We've got many more development stages to go through and lots of training and lots of work to do. But as he's now old enough to, you know, start engaging his brain and learning to focus and expanding his attention span, and he's been in regular training now with me for several weeks, probably into the month plus more now, because we started in the first part of December in our actually training classes, and I'm going to tell you about that. At any rate, it is getting easier as we go, but it is a 24/7 job, and it is he has to be confined or eyeballs on him, or, you know, damage can happen because that's just what it's like having puppies. Anyway, the first thing I'm going to tell you about is that I mentioned to last week that, and I didn't have time to go into it, had a serious health scare with Robbie over the holiday. And what happened was, let's see, it was not Christmas Day, Boxing Day, day after Christmas was Wednesday, right? Yeah. Okay. So Wednesday night, when I fed him, put him in his crate, he eats in his crate, put him in his crate, everything was fine. When I let him out of his crate, and what we do whenever he comes out of his crate, I snap his little leash on him because we go outside immediately, you know, to always potty before we come back in for loose house time. And as I put his leash on, I noticed a swelling underneath his lower jaw, kind of in the middle and underneath his lower jaw. It was about egg-shaped. I thought, that's strange. It wasn't there the last time I put his leash on, which was a little earlier in the evening, was with just before I put him away for his dinner. Okay, so I noticed that. I thought that was strange. So out we went. It didn't seem to be bothering him much at the time. I intuitively, when I went into my heart and said, "What is this?" the first word I got was abscess. The second word I got was stick. And I thought, oh, okay. Abscess, stick. Well, so I often, especially when I'm dealing with my own animals, you know, when you're emotionally connected, sometimes we don't always believe, you know, I don't always believe it, don't always get it, you know, and left brains can get in there and conjure up fear and worry and concern. Well, and that lower jaw started really swelling. It started increasing. And then you have all the horrible thoughts, or I had, you know, horrible thoughts, which I chased right out. Anyway, first thing I did was call Quilcita Vet, you know, my veterinary clinic. Of course, they're closed Wednesday night, but left a message that I would be bringing him in the morning. So to either call me or I'd call them first thing in the morning, but make a spot for me because we were coming in. And then because my gut instinct said abscess, I started hot packing it because, you know, that's a, you know, a moist washcloth. You know, you nuke it, heat it up, hold it over the swelling, and it helps to draw the poisons out. And sometimes you can get them to open up that way if that's what it is. So I hot packed a number of times that evening, and he was very cooperative and easy to deal with. Into the vet we went the next day. And because this is the third hour of the show, we are going to stay on time. So that I don't run out of time without taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. So we will do that right now. Please pay attention, support them, thank them, and come back for the rest of the story. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information.
Earth Pet invites you to their new expanded location at 1175 Northwest Gilman Boulevard in Issaquah, where you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, gifts for animals and people, top quality all-natural pet food, and pet supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. So stop by Monday through Friday between 10 and 8, Saturdays from 10 to 7, and Sundays from 11 to 5 and meet the store cats and resident rabbit. There's even a self-service dog wash now open in pet-friendly Earth Pet, the Wetlands, Issaquah's best self-service dog wash.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. I'm just filling you in on Robbie Golden Retriever updates. My boy is growing like a weed. Anyway, in the middle of his story here, his swelling jaw. So the Thursday morning, the Quilcita vet called me early that morning and said, hey, we can get him in, you know. And so I had decided, already figured out that they might have to give him an anesthetic and knock him out. So I withheld his food and water Thursday morning, and up to the vet we went. By the time we got up there, you know, the swelling was egg-shaped. Thursday or Wednesday night. By Thursday mid-morning, it was more like baseball shape, size, and growing, and had become quite painful. I had already tried to poke around, you know, in his mouth, and when I went under his tongue on one side of his mouth, it seemed to feel normal and was okay. On the left side of his mouth, it seemed more swollen. He yiped a little like it was sore, and I thought I might have seen a red dot in their spot. But, you know, he's a puppy. And anyway, waited till we got to the vet. Dr. Bill, of course, doesn't work at the end of the week. He's only there on Monday or Tuesday. So saw, you know, one of the other vets at Quilcita, who I like very, very much. But she, hearing the story and about the swelling and so forth, she got very concerned and said that maybe, you know, it might be an abscess, but she was also concerned that it could be a very serious condition she called puppy strangles. And she said it was horrible, and she really didn't want it to be that, and she hoped it was just an abscess, and that this was an immune system thing and really, really bad, and we didn't want it to be that. Well, that was not easy to hear. But I still said, you know, I told her, well, my first impression was abscess. And, oh, I had, by that point, I had talked to Robin and Kim, because I always get their input on what's going on, because I don't trust myself. Robin, the first thing she got was abscess, but she didn't trust herself either. And she says, I don't know if I'm getting that because you told me that's what you thought it was or whether that's really it. And then Kim said, I think it's a tooth thing. Take him to the vet. And so that was all the information we had. So the vet said, well, and I told her, I don't know what this puppy strangles thing is. I've never heard of it, and I've never seen a case, so I don't know what it is. And she says, well, come on, I'll show you. It's really bad. I'll show you pictures. Well, I knew immediately, you know, thought directs energy. And I didn't need any help going into fear and have something to visualize that might be bad. So I said, no, I don't want to see any pictures now. Oh, I'm going to wait till this is over, or if it is diagnosed for sure, then I'll see. But I'm not, I don't want to even go there. So I didn't look at any pictures. They did their thing. They lasered him, examined him, and da 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 da, all that sort of. So we ended up going home. with the treatment for the puppy strangles was high levels of cortisone. She wanted to know if I objected to him having an injection of cortisone. Of course, you know, I think cortisone can be a miracle drug because I know all about Pleckner syndrome and so forth, although I felt very strongly that Robbie, although we haven't tested him, doesn't have Pleckner. So I said, no, it's probably you go ahead and give him an injection. She said, okay, well, so we'll give him a lot of antibiotics. We'll give him cortisone, give you some orals, antibiotics to take home, and let's see how he does. Come back tomorrow morning. Don't feed him and all that kind of stuff. So home we went and continued the medication. It just continued to swell and swell and get more and more painful. By Friday morning, he couldn't even, he stood over the water, but he couldn't drink. He couldn't use his tongue. I didn't feed him, but I know he really couldn't eat either. So back to the vets we went. The vet continued to be really concerned about the puppy strangles thing, although it was looking more like an abscess, so wanted permission to anesthetize him and probe and that kind of stuff. And so Robbie had his little surgery on Friday, and lo and behold, it was definitely an abscess. Thank goodness. That was the best thing it could be. So drained all the pus out of there, put in a drain. They lasered him again for healing. And then once they got all the fluid out of there and he was anesthetized, they could see in the mouth, they did find an entry hole underneath his tongue. And then I flashed on, that CRS again. I had totally forgotten it because it had been quite a long time ago. It had been at least a month, if not 5 weeks previous to this. It was when Robbie was quite young still and small. We were out in the dog yard and there had been a windstorm the night before and there was a branch that had come down in the ground and had some, twigs sticking out from it. And Robbie kind of pounced over to it to grab it. And when he got there, his back was to me, so I didn't actually exactly see what happened. But when he pounced it, he yiped a little bit and jumped away from it. And so when, I got to him, I checked him out and I opened his mouth and I didn't see anything and there wasn't any blood and he didn't seem to be any worse for wear. He was back at, playing and all of that. So I just dismissed it and I didn't even think about it. Well, I realize now, of course, that stick must have poked him underneath his tongue. And I didn't see that because it was under his tongue and it didn't bleed. So that didn't flush it out. And it took all of those weeks for an abscess to start. And there was another little caveat, which is kind of a woo-woo story in that woo-woo energy, in that the Thursday that it started to blow up, I had opened a something on someone's website that let in some dark energy into my environment. And of course, Robbie came for protection and he kind of took the hit for me. And I think that's what stimulated the whole thing. So once we knew what it was, he came home with more antibiotics and instructions to hot pack and all of that sort of stuff. And home we went on Friday. He had a pretty miserable Friday evening, but we continued the hot packing, continued the medication, and with the lasering and everything. And he really is a young, healthy dog. And the good news was it wasn't the puppy strangle stuff. And by Saturday, he was 75% better. By Sunday, 95 to 100% better, and he was good enough to go back to puppy school, to dog school Monday morning, and he's been doing fabulous ever since. And I took the drain out last Wednesday, and he's just doing really, really well. Now, the interesting part. So the one thing I want you to take from this is pay attention. And if you get a yipe from your animal friend or, especially with it, make sure you check it out and keep an eye on it, which I didn't. And remember it, maybe make a note of it when something like that happens so you can, so you're aware of that. And hot packing does wonders. But now then I went home and also I was told kind of intuitively that there were multiple things presenting related to this. And by the way, not only did I did hot packing, I did Reiki, I wanded him. Robin did absentee healing and wanding. Dr. Nels did a remote balancing And my friends chimed in with prayers and healing energy. So Robbie was getting it from all sides. So he healed really, really fast. At any rate, I went home then and Googled puppy strangles and that whole situation. And as soon as I saw the pictures and read the description of what this condition is all about, it does involve the face and head of puppies, but there is more of a dermatitis involved and pustules and swelling around the mouth and the throat. And I think they nickname it puppy strangles because I think it swells, you know, it's the throat swells and so forth. And of course, the treatment is high doses of cortisone, but it can be very, very difficult. And golden retrievers are prone to it. Well, as soon as I saw the pictures, as soon as I read the description of the disease and everything related to it, I knew instantly it was flaming Pleckner syndrome. And so I knew that one of the other issues here was for me to share that with the veterinarian who was so scared of this disease. And so we have had a nice chat, and I tell you, you've got to read Pets at Risk. You need to understand, and there's a reason why golden retrievers are prone to it, and these other breeds, the breeds that are prone, are the breeds that are prone to Pleckner syndrome. And I said, I would lay substantial money on the table now that every single one of these puppy strangle puppies, it will test positive for Pleckner syndrome, and they are probably majorly imbalanced for it to hit them so young. And B, I would bet they have extreme food allergies. And I wouldn't be surprised if it manifests in the mouth and around the muzzle and the neck because of them sticking their head in their food. And it's interesting that when they culture the pustules and the dermatitis part of this in the puppy strangles, they don't culture anything out. Doesn't seem to be any infection. So I told the vet, I said, you need to know about this because if you ever do see more cases of this, which is probably likely because that may be one reason why this is happening and why I was dealing with her and not Bill, was because if you know about it and know what to do, it won't scare you so much. And you can't do the best job of healing if you're in fear for your patient. And so not only do they need to give the steroids, but they also need to give the thyroid because the thyroid is bound by the high estrogen and they need the thyroid to assimilate and process the steroids so it doesn't build up, and they need to go on a really strict hypoallergenic diet for that particular dog. And that's another reason why I recommend, you know, either natural food diets or the high quality of canine caviar and the high quality of ingredients along with the simple formulas and the rotation. Because if they have Pleckner syndrome, they're going to be prone to allergies, and it's consistent exposure to the same thing that creates the allergies, and that's why you need to rotate. So that's kind of your basic update on my Robbie boy, and the abscess and what I learned about the puppy strangles. And please, if you ever have or know anyone that has a puppy with that syndrome, know it's Pleckner syndrome. They got to get on it right away, but it's treatable and you can pull them out of it if you know what to do. But you need to be familiar with the full Pleckner protocol. And that's cortisone and thyroid plus hypoallergenic diet. So I hope that the vet listened and will open up to more education on that. And then no time, of course, to update you on Robbie's training and classes and where we're going and what we're doing. But we'll get to that eventually. After all, it's almost 10 years. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to continue to be here. And I want you to remember that next week is Kevin and Kim Sunday. So make a point to call in so Kim can help you connect with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. In 2 weeks, I'll be back with Bob Vella and we'll be talking nutrition and canine and feline caviar. And we should have a great time because he'll be in the studio with us. And then, of course, today we have Husky women's basketball coming up, do we not, Mike? And that means we don't have our regular afternoon programming. We have an abbreviated encore of Mystic Radio.
That's correct.
And then it's basketball.
And at 12:30, we have the Husky Courtside Show, 1 o'clock the game. And it's pretty much basketball for the afternoon.
All right. And then, of course, we have big Seahawks football today. And you said, what, kickoff is like 1:30?
Yes.
1:30. So
they'll probably not start exactly at 1:30. They have a tendency to drag those things out and stick in a couple commercials. But
so this afternoon,
Channel
so,
13.
Yep. So go Hawks. All righty then. I think that covers the bases. I won't be talking to you next week, but Mike and Kevin and Kim will. So, Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, and go Hawks!
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.